This is the Sakka Murli of the 19th of July 2025. Essence. Sweet children, remain constantly happy, knowing who it is that is teaching you. This is also being Manmanabhava. You have the happiness that you had stone intellects yesterday, and that your intellects today are becoming divine. Question. What is the basis for someone's fortune opening? Answer. Faith. If it is going to take long for someone's fortune to open, he continues to limp along. Those whose intellects have faith study very well and gallop ahead. If you have doubts about anything, you remain behind. Those whose intellects have faith and who continue to race to the Father will become Sato Pradhan. Om Shanti. When students study at school, they are aware of what they're going to become at the end of their studies. It should enter the intellects of you sweetest spiritual children that you are going to become the masters of a golden-aged land of divinity. All the relationships of bodies, etc., have to be renounced. We now have to become lords of divinity, masters of that land of divinity. There should be this happiness throughout the day. Do you understand what that land of divinity is? There, all the buildings, etc., are built of gold and silver. Here, the buildings are built of stone and bricks. From having stone intellects, you are now becoming those with divine intellects. It is only when the Father, the Lord of Divinity, comes that he changes stone intellects into divine intellects. You children sitting here know that your school is the highest on high, that there is no other school higher than this one. At this school, you become multi-billion-fold fortunate masters of the world. Therefore, you children should have so much happiness. This is the most elevated confluence age, when you go from this land of stone to that land of divinity. Yesterday, you had stone intellects, and today, you are becoming those with divine intellects. When you constantly have this awareness, this too is Manmanabhava. Teachers go to school in order to teach. The students know in their hearts that their teacher is about to come. You children understand that God himself is your teacher, that he is making you into the masters of heaven. Therefore, he surely comes at the confluence age. Human beings are calling out to him, whereas you know that he has now already come here. It happened like this in the previous cycle too. It is written that there were those whose intellects had no love at the time of destruction. That was because their intellects were of stone. You have intellects that have love at the time of destruction. Your intellects are now becoming divine. So a clever way should be created for human beings to understand this quickly. Many people are brought here, and yet they continue to ask how Shiv Baba teaches through the body of Brahma and how he comes here. They don't understand anything at all. So many go to the centers. Therefore, their intellects must also have faith, must they not? All of them say that God Shiva speaks and that Shiva is the father of all souls. Sri Krishna is not called the father of everyone. There is nothing to be confused about in this. However, when someone's fortune takes time to open, he continues to limp along. For those who study less, it is said that they are just limping along. Those whose intellects have doubts remain behind. Those whose intellects have faith and who study well gallop ahead. Everything is explained so simply. It is just like children running a race. They race to their goal and then race back to the starting point. The Father says, if you too continue to race your intellects quickly to the Father, you become Satopradhan. Some understand very well when they come here, and the arrow strikes them. But as soon as they leave, everything finishes. Baba is giving you an injection of this knowledge. Therefore, your intoxication from that should rise. However, that intoxication doesn't rise. When you drink a glass of the nectar of this knowledge here, that affects you. But as soon as you leave, you forget everything. You children know that the ocean of knowledge, the purifier, the bestower of salvation for all, the liberator, is only the one Father. He gives you everything as your inheritance. He says, children, you too have to become full oceans. You yourselves must imbibe all of this knowledge that I have. Shiv Baba has no intoxication of having a body of his own. The Father says, children, I always remain in silence. You too didn't have that intoxication when you didn't have a body. Shiv Baba never says that it belongs to him. This body is taken on loan, and anything taken on loan cannot belong to you. I have entered this one for a short time in order to do service. You children now have to return home. You have to race to meet God. People hold sacrificial fires and do tapasya, etc., but they don't understand how they can find God. They believe that God will come in one form or another. The Father explains everything very easily. You too can explain at exhibitions. The duration of the golden and silver ages has been written. That is absolutely accurate up to the year 2500. After the Sun Dynasty, there is the Moon Dynasty. Then it is shown how Ravan's kingdom begins and how Bharat begins to become impure. Ravan's kingdom is in the Copper and the Iron Ages. The dates and duration of that period are all written here. The confluence age is placed at the top in the center. There also definitely has to be the charioteer. The Father enters this chariot and teaches Raja Yoga, through which they become Lakshmi and Narayan. It is very easy to explain to anyone how long the dynasty of Lakshmi and Narayan continues. All other dynasties are limited, whereas this one is unlimited. Everyone should know this unlimited history and geography. It is now the confluence age, and the deity kingdom is being established. This land of stone, this old world, has to be destroyed. How could a new world be created if destruction didn't take place? People speak of New Delhi. You children know when it will be New Delhi. New Delhi will be in that new world. People have remembered that there were palaces by the banks of the river Yamuna. It is called New Delhi, the land of divinity, when it is the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. The new kingdom of the Golden Age can only belong to Lakshmi and Narayan. People have forgotten when the drama begins. It also has to be known who the main actors are. There are many actors, and this is why you only know the main ones. You too are becoming main actors. You are playing the main parts. You are spiritual social workers. All other social workers are physical. You explain to the spirits, and it is the spirits that study. People think that it is bodies that study. No one knows that it is souls that study through these organs. I, a soul, become a barrister, etc. Baba is teaching us. The sanskars remain in the souls. You carry those sanskars with you and go and rule in the new world. The kingdom that existed in the Golden Age will begin once again in the same way. There is nothing to ask about in this. The main thing is, never become body conscious. Consider yourselves to be souls. Do not perform any sinful acts. Stay in remembrance. Otherwise, the burden of one sinful act becomes 100-fold. Your bones will be totally crushed. The main vice in this is lust. You have a burden of sins of many births on your heads. Therefore, first of all, at least burn those sins away. The Father shows you a very easy way to become pure. You become pure by having remembrance of the One Father. God speaks to you children. He says, I speak to you souls. No other human beings can understand this. They consider themselves to be bodies. The Father says, I explain to souls. It is remembered that a meeting takes place between souls and the Supreme Soul. There is no need to make any noise in this. This is a study. Many come to Baba from far away. Those whose intellects have faith will feel a strong pull as they make further progress. As yet, none of you has that much pull because you don't stay in remembrance. When someone has been traveling and comes close to his home, he remembers his home and children. As soon as he arrives home, he meets everyone in great happiness. His happiness continues to increase. First he remembers his wife, and then his children, etc. You remember that you are going home, and that only the father and the children are there. You have double happiness. You are to go home to the land of peace and then to your kingdom. All you have to do is to stay in remembrance. The Father says, Man Manabhav, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father and your inheritance. Baba is making you children into beautiful flowers and seating you in his eyes to take you back home. There is no difficulty at all in this. You souls will go back with the Father in the same way that a swarm of mosquitoes flies. In order to become pure, you remember the Father, not the home. Baba's vision first falls on the poor children. Baba is the Lord of the poor. You go to do service in the villages. The Father says, I too come and make your village into that land of divinity. At present, this is hell. It is an old world. It definitely has to be demolished. New Delhi in that new world will only exist in the Golden Age. It will be your kingdom there. You have the intoxication that you are once again establishing your own kingdom, just as you did in the previous cycle. You don't say that you will build buildings like this and that. No, when you go there, you will automatically begin to build them because those parts will be recorded in new souls. Your parts here are just to study. When you are there, it automatically enters your intellects how you should build the palaces. You will begin to build them as you did in the previous cycle. This is recorded in new souls in advance. You will build the same palaces in which you live every cycle. New people who come here cannot understand these things. You understand that you come here to listen to new points and then go back refreshed. The new points that emerge are also fixed in the drama. The Father says, children, I experience no happiness in being seated on this bull chariot all the time. I just come to teach you children. It isn't that I remain seated on this bull. Would one remain seated on a bull day and night? His coming and going only takes a second. It isn't the law for him to remain seated here all the time. Baba comes from so far away just to teach us. That is his home. He doesn't remain in this body throughout the whole day. He doesn't experience happiness in that. That would be like a parrot getting trapped in a cage. I take this body on loan simply to explain to you. You say that Baba, the ocean of knowledge, comes to teach you. You should have goose pimples of happiness, and that happiness should not decrease. This owner is sitting here all the time. Would two people remain constantly seated on one bull? Shiv Baba stays in his own region. When he comes, it doesn't take him long to arrive. Look how fast a rocket is. It is faster than sound. A soul too is a tiny rocket. Look how fast a soul flies. It goes from here to London instantly. Liberation and life in a second has been remembered. Baba himself is also a rocket. He says, I come here to teach you, then I go back to my home. I remain very busy at this time. I am the bestower of divine visions. Therefore, I have to please the devotees. I teach you. Devotees want to have a vision, or they beg for something or other. They beg the most from Jagadamba. You are Jagadambas, the world mothers. You give the alms of the kingdom of the world. The poor are given alms. We are also poor, so Shiv Baba gives us the sovereignty of the world as alms. There are no other alms. He simply says, remember the Father and your sins will be absolved and you will go to the land of peace. Remember me and I guarantee that your lifespans will increase. There is no mention of death in the Golden Age. That is a land of immortality. There is no mention of death there. They simply shed one skin and take another. Can that be called death? That is a land of immortality. They have a vision that they are to become a baby again. Therefore, it is a matter of great happiness. Baba has the desire to become a baby again. He knows that in the Golden Age, he will have a golden spoon in the mouth. I am the Father's only long-lost and now-found son. The Father has adopted me. I am the long-lost and now-found son. Therefore, Baba loves me so much. He instantly enters me. This is also a game. There is always happiness in a game. You know that this chariot is the most fortunate chariot. This is the chariot of which it has been remembered that the ocean of knowledge enters it to give you this knowledge. You children have great happiness about one thing. It is that God comes to teach you. God is establishing that kingdom of heaven. We are his children. So why are we in hell? This doesn't enter anyone's intellect. You are also very fortunate because you are studying to become the masters of the world. Therefore, you should pay so much attention to such a study. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost, and now-found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhaktara. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say Namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dharana. 1. Maintain the double happiness that your journey is now coming to an end. You will first go to your land of peace and then to your kingdom. 2. The burden of sins of many births on your head should be burnt away. Don't perform any sinful act by becoming body conscious. Blessing, may you become a powerful soul and use your elevated thoughts to fill everyone with power. Accept the blessing of being constantly powerful and use your elevated thoughts to do the service of filling all souls with power. Nowadays, they accumulate solar energy and use it to succeed in doing many tasks. in the same way, accumulate so much power of elevated thoughts that the thoughts of others also become filled with power. These thoughts work like an injection with which their internal attitude is filled with power. So now, use your elevated feelings and elevated thoughts to bring about transformation. This service is needed. Slogan: become a master remover of sorrow and transform their sorrow into spiritual happiness. This is your elevated task. Abhyak signal: accumulate the power of thoughts and become an instrument for elevated service. Sometimes some children play big games. Wasteful thoughts come with so much force that they are unable to control themselves. Afterwards they say, "What can I do? It just happened." They cannot stop themselves. They do whatever they want. However, you must gain the power to control this wastefulness. Just as you receive the fruit of multi-millions for one powerful thought, in the same way, the fruit of one wasteful thought is sadness, disheartenment, and loss of happiness. You experience just as much return of one. Om Shanti.